Save you 15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What to do about the New York Times and other news outlets that have accepted and distributed this stolen classified material is, of course, a more complicated question. I'm not calling for prosecution of the Times, but I think they're guilty of bad citizenship, and a lot of other news organizations did not accept this material, classified material, and disseminate it. And I think we've got to have a serious discussion about what the legal obligation of news organizations is in cases like this, where they know they're accepting and distributing stolen classified material.
There's Senator Joe Lieberman from Connecticut, who questions there why the New York Times and some other media, news media outlets, decided to publish the confidential material posted or leaked by WikiLeaks. After all, their name is WikiLeak, so they're all about leaking, and they're doing lots and lots and lots of leaking. And you've been hearing this discussed a lot on some of your favorite talk radio programs, talk television programs, so we'll review some of that. I get some of the stories from the news networks, and then we'll listen to some talk host input, and then we'll get yours at 800-510-8255 on the continuing struggle with the reality of the information age. And here, WikiLeaks, who, well, let people say, we put a face behind WikiLeaks with Julian Assange, right? So they have released, they keep releasing this material, and it gives us a new focus, if you will, a new face on the public discourse or dialogue about what goes on in government and between governments, and even big businesses now are the target. And meanwhile, supporters of what has been done by WikiLeaks, those who are for what their actions have been, are striking back at some of the perceived enemies of this site and Mr. Assange, launching hack attacks against MasterCard and some Swedish interests, MasterCard, big Swedish firm, a Swedish defense lawyer, Swiss group that froze Assange's bank account, internet hacktivists operating under the label Operation Payback, claiming responsibility for causing these technological problems at MasterCard, which pulled a plug on its relationship with WikiLeaks this week. The online attacks are part of a wave of support for Assange and WikiLeaks that is sweeping the internet all around the globe. So people are telling you something, if you're in government, about secrets and keeping things away from the people who pay the bill. The support for Assange is pretty interesting. Facebook page, the site's Facebook page, hit 1 million fans this week as well. So from NBC Radio and Television, Brian Williams talking with Peter Alexander with more on these attacks.
It doesn't seem quite real, but the world is in the midst of a kind of electronic war. The mysterious man who runs WikiLeaks and keeps his secrets in a military bunker is tonight in a London jail. And today, forces loyal to him took down the websites of MasterCard and Visa, and there's no real telling where this ends. Every day we learn more previously confidential state secrets on the web for everybody to see. Every day there's new diplomatic damage done. And now there's this counterattack going on, hitting big financial interests in the U.S., the same companies behind the credit cards carried every day by millions of Americans. Our own Peter Alexander remains on this story. He starts us off tonight from our London bureau. Peter, good evening.
Brian, good evening to you. Tonight, MasterCard's website is back in service, and Visa says it's working to restore its site. But for a time today, both websites were offline, unavailable to users. The companies insist people's ability to use their cards securely was never affected. Still, this is a new offensive on what's become a virtual battlefield. Under attack, websites of some of the most familiar corporate names in the world, MasterCard and Visa, as well as PayPal and this Swiss bank, that have all recently pulled the plug on WikiLeaks.
This clearly is a David versus Goliath battle. Technology allows people to amass enough power that they really can go up against a major corporation.
Who's to blame? They're online activists rushing to WikiLeaks' defense. This evening, one hacker group calling itself Anonymous shut down Visa's website, tweeting, "Fire, fire, fire, weapons." They call it Operation Payback. A PayPal executive today explained that his company suspended WikiLeaks' account after the State Department sent a letter declaring the website's activities illegal. Also affected, the website for the Swedish prosecutor's office that issued Julian Assange's arrest warrant.
Last night it suddenly went down.
And the lawyer for the two women accusing Assange of sexual misconduct.
If these hackers are clever, they can't be found.
Assange's lawyer insists the WikiLeaks founder, behind bars, did not orchestrate today's attacks.
Mr. Assange doesn't have contact with WikiLeaks employees at all, let alone the outside world.
WikiLeaks tweeted, "We will not be gagged," and their release of sensitive diplomatic cables continues. The latest embarrassing documents published in a British newspaper reveal the details of what a U.S. diplomat described as wild sex and drug parties hosted by the Saudi royal family. Despite international efforts to choke off funds to WikiLeaks, the controversial site is mushrooming, with hundreds of identical mirror sites keeping them viable online. A fight that started over national security secrets is now spreading, threatening to affect anyone who goes online.
Hmm. What say you about that? I'm chuckling because this is the people's world, and it's time politicians and people who are trying to control things work. This is the new age. This is a brand new era, and these people are going to work hard to have people take notice, and we have taken notice. I think there are a lot of things. I think the people who are against what has been done here are the old school. If you're thinking that WikiLeaks is bad and Assange is bad, you are probably in a certain age category. And those who think that this is a good thing, that we ought not to have as many secrets and all these backroom deals, et cetera, are those who are coming along and want to shake up the system. And we, many of us, when you really think it through, think, hey, it is time to shake up the system. And so far, who's been hurt? Only the blubber of the extreme, the fools who think that they can get away with stuff at your expense. That's really what this is all about. The behind-the-scenes backroom deals of power. 800-510-8255. Okay, more up and coming on this as we consider what WikiLeaks is doing now on the countdown.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
800-510-8255, Talk Radio Countdown, reviewing one of the big items from conventional news talk radio and television. That's what this is about. We're sort of following the conventional way of doing things, even though sometimes my response to some of the things that are being discussed is non-conventional, not unlike some of the people who are around that are considered the superstars of national talk, the people who really sort of drill down, I like that expression, drill down into the issue. You hear Glenn Beck often doing that, a lot of people thinking that he does that sort of thing, and he does, and so do many other people who are thoughtful and provocative. That's why they have people listening to them on the radio. Before we get back to radio per se, let's listen to some of the audio from some of the TV discussions of what's going on at WikiLeaks or with WikiLeaks or with the supporters of WikiLeaks. And to do that, we have David Asman and Liz Klayman from Fox speaking with Bill Daly, who is a cyber terrorism expert, apparently.
Just as we are going into the cloud computing, where all companies are kind of putting everything into this cloud, we realize how vulnerable that cloud could be to cyber attacks.
Absolutely, David. And also, if you look at the Internet itself, it was never designed really for what it's being used for today. And the amount of information that's out there, the tremendous number of users and people all the way downstream, whether it's the companies who are at the back end of this, who are providing information to their clients or to their customers, on up through people doing searches. It's become very vulnerable over the years, and it's one of those things that I see, and many people predict, not just me, but being cyber attacks, cyber terrorism is really kind of the wave of the future, unfortunately.
How is it possible that these people, whoever they are able to, I'm trying to get through, Visa.com, it says Internet Explorer cannot display the web page. Down. You cannot access it. What power do they have, and what should corporations be doing right now as they see this?
Well, one of the things is what they're doing is they're actually encouraging other people. This is kind of an ad hoc group, the one we're talking about right now. The ones I'm more concerned about are really orchestrated, centralized groups who are focused on going after companies and organizations. But in this case, and to show the power of it, is that they've grabbed people on an ad hoc basis who follow the same kind of, quote, belief system as WikiLeaks founder, and they're going after them. And they're actually providing tools, free tools online, where people can go download these tools and go out against these companies and organizations and provide denial of service attacks, and that's how they're doing it.
But Bill, you advise some companies about how to deal with cyber attacks and this sort of stuff. Would you advise them now? I mean, this could halt progress, tremendous progress. It could have been the second wave of the tech revolution, this cloud computing. Mm-hmm. Would you advise companies now to step back from this a little until we resolve the issue?
Well, we'll want to say that sometimes you need to proceed, you know, but risk be advised. In other words, you know what the risks are. You need to start to counter them. You know now that we have
to. You don't know how to counter these attacks. I mean, clearly, Visa's an example of that.
Well, they're an example. And that probably, you know, the denial of service is not a new one on the block. This one just happens to be so well orchestrated with so many people. It goes to show you how so many people can go out against an individual target. And that's what you have to prevent against.
All right. So let's move into Jim Shooter's report on the latest, maybe the most peculiar cable from WikiLeaks from ABC, this report.
Today, its leader behind bars, a committee of six, is running WikiLeaks without interruption. To prove it, the cables continue to flow unabated, one highlighting an unexpected success the U.S. may be having overseas. In the cable entitled David Letterman, Agent of Influence, two Saudi informants tell diplomats that U.S. programs broadcast to the Muslim world by satellite, from David Letterman to desperate housewives to news programs, were both popular and effective in fighting Islamic extremism. The American programming is winning over ordinary Saudis, say the informants, in a way that other U.S. propaganda never could. They are fascinated by U.S. culture in a way they never were before. Some analysts say that American shows, even some of the more lighthearted ones, showcase American values in a way that contradicts the negative image of the U.S. often heard in mosques. In Desperate Housewives, the comforts of capitalism. In David Letterman, freedom to poke fun at one's government. And in films, the leaked document describes, quote, heroic honesty in the face of corruption in Michael Clayton.
Do I look like I'm negotiating?
People identify with them. It creates a sense of familiarity. People feel that they have connected with Americans regardless of their background.
Many are deeply skeptical, arguing there's no way images from Hollywood can overcome those from the extremely unpopular and violent wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I don't think you can make a leap that because they're watching it, they are sympathetic to the society that produced it.
But in the war of ideas, at least, could this be an unexpected new weapon?
Wow, pretty interesting and penetrating that is, huh? Your comments coming up here. Stick around to the countdown.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are back again with our focus on Julian Assange. The old school says get him. The new school says rah-rah for WikiLeaks. And the supporters are striking back. How do you perceive all of this? And there are a number of interesting things about this as we review who, again, as I said, it depends on your age, your experience, and your attitude as to how you view what this guy at WikiLeaks has done. I'm for accountability. The government has had little of late, but more and more people are waking up to what really is going on, and this is a positive sign, waking up and understanding what makes the sausage. Back to coverage of this from, we have one more item from Talk Television, then we'll get a couple of sides, if you will, here of a couple of dosages of talk radio. Here from CNN, Elliot Spitzer and his partner Kathleen Parker make an appearance again on the countdown. Here with Naomi Wolf, the author, and attorney Jeffrey Toobin, they debate criminal or not criminal activity.
I can't believe we're having this conversation in a way because Assange isn't the guy who got the classified information. Some unknown person did that. He's not Daniel Ellsberg. He's the New York Times. And I'm shocked that we're sitting around saying, there's a criminal discussion about a criminal investigation of someone who is a publisher, no different from us sitting here, no different from me putting things on my own Facebook page or website, no different from the New York Times. And what has it come to in the United States that there's been this mission creep that the people who are actually publishing what was classified information are the ones being scrutinized, when that's something that's decided by the courts. And they decided in the Ellsberg case that the New York Times was right to publish, that the benefit to all of us as citizens outweighed the national security alert that the government then declared. And they always declare a national security alert when they don't want the citizens to know.
Can I ask a question? Because I want to parse this just a little bit more finely. Don't we have to, when you began to do this, distinguish between the person who took or stole the information and somebody who merely publishes it?
Absolutely.
And so let's look at those in two entirely different circumstances, Jeff, as well as a matter of law.
It's not our opinion. It's not what we're sitting around thinking this is right or this is wrong, or I don't want my daughter's secrets from Facebook published by New York Times. It's a matter of law. There is such thing as classified information. It is illegal to release it if it's classified, if you're the one who took it. So the person, their right to investigate is whoever took it. I mean, that's what happened. And if they're investigating him, where is Cheney and where is, Scooter Libby, who also released classified information Valerie Plame?
Okay. Dick Cheney was the vice president of the United States who has authority to declassify anything he wants. But putting that aside, since when is Julian Assange in charge of deciding what should be public and what's in the public interest.
Well, that's what we have time ahead, and that's why there was a court case, and Daniel Ellsberg was facing 120 years, and that judge said this is in the interest of the American people to know that we are engaged in a secret war, and that's what this leak also shows. We're engaged in secretly bombing Yemen, secretly bombing Pakistan, and that is in the national interest for us to know.
You would agree there's a distinction between this person who took it and stole it off the government computer, and if it came in the mail as just a thumb drive, as you said, if Assange just put it on a website, that would be a very different set of issues.
That would be a different set of issues.
So we need to answer that factual question.
You have to also decide. There's also an issue of intent. If you intend to simply blow out 250,000 documents that are at tremendous putting individuals at risk, United States government employees at risk, people who cooperate with the United States government at risk, that is not up to Julian Assange. That is up to the United States government.
Peter Libby did that. 800-510-8255.
What a provocative conversation. That's the best one I've heard so far about this. And coming down on the side of Naomi Wolf, I've forgotten, she's been around for a while, that is going after the messenger rather than the information. The messenger takes the information and puts it out. Oh, don't we have, privacy? Come on. All we're doing by acknowledging that this stuff is what it is acknowledging that we know that the seat of power wants not to be moved. 28 minutes past the hour on the countdown.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage is better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. We do too. So that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Council.
Wait a minute, where are we? 27 before the hour, as the talk radio countdown continues, presenting the talk side of the issue and then your conversation, the callers. I suppose it's host and caller. That's moderately traditional, I guess. So this is an untraditional program in that it takes the essence of stories that are on a lot of people's minds, the current things from so-called news talk radio and news talk television. These things boil down, synthesized, if you will, to various points made by various people, different points from different sources, and then your reaction to them here at 800-510-8255. Clay Kohut, who's in charge of our social media at DougSteffen.com, following this as well, and have, as time allows, some Twitter and Facebook input on this. Plus, the text line is available for your comments. Please include your name when you text us at 646-926-DOUG, D-O-U-G. What we're doing here, focusing on the debate about WikiLeaks and whether they've committed a crime or not. Most recently, MasterCard and Visa came under intense cyber attack as supporters of WikiLeaks retaliate for moves against Julian Assange after the release of all these cables that have embarrassed Washington. So what that Washington's been embarrassed? The Swedish prosecution authority, whose arrest order for Assange over accusations of sexual offenses led a British court to remand him without bail. His online supporters hit the websites of MasterCard and Visa and some of the other. This is big time stuff, by the way, folks. Some people couldn't use their credit card. The spokespeople for MasterCard says, don't worry, it's okay, all of your information is safe. Yeah? Then how'd they block usage of MasterCard? They said it was a concentrated effort to flood our corporate website with traffic and slow down access by users. Okay, whatever it was, it seemed to work. And the hackers said they were just using the tools that were available on the web. And anyway, so this thing is being carried on and on and on. Amazing how big and powerful people will push and use their power, and it has impact, obviously. Here is radio host Jay Severin speaking with former Secretary of Defense K.T. McFarlane, the secretary, one of the actually worked at the Pentagon, doesn't understand why WikiLeaks has not been completely shut down.
What do you fear is the nature of information that someone like this might have? I mean, might he have things that could open up the sluices of dams, wipe out the totals at banks on the computers, stop electrical grids?
We just don't know. Again, he's threatened a lot of stuff. So far, he's made pretty good on his threats. He says he's got a poison pill that will, as you say, that there are some there's one bank that he's got targeted he wants to, quote, take down.
Right.
There's an insurance agency that he wants to take down.
Madam Secretary, I'm reminded, by the way, I've called it the doomsday machine. You may not be old enough to recall, but I am the brilliant movie Dr. Strangelove.
I do.
In which the Soviet ambassador, of course, triggers the doomsday machine at the end, you know, after it's all over. So that's apparently what his poison pill is rather designed to be.
So, I mean, we have to understand, this guy is an anarchist. This is not some whistleblower with a good intention, an anti-war activist who wants to end a war that he sees as an unjust war. Assange has written himself that his goal is to bring down the U.S. government, that he considers the U.S. government a conspiracy, and that he wants to get the U.S. government to sort of clam up, freeze up, and be ineffective. He's also threatened a whole series of things going forward. And I think that, if we don't throw the book at him, if we don't charge him with espionage under the 1917 Espionage Act, if we don't charge Private Manning, who's been in custody for 7 months, and the guy who supposedly stole it, we haven't charged him with anything. I think we need to charge him with treason. And I think we need to shut down WikiLeaks. And why we have been so hesitant to do so, I don't understand.
Here we go. That's the line. That's the party line. That's the hack line. Not the hackers we're talking about, but the hackers who want to protect the status quo. You want to protect the is this the idea here? Protect the status quo. Make sure everybody stays in line and nobody gets outside the box. We don't want any independent thinkers. That's, after all, with the whole school, this change in regulation in schools. So everybody learns the same thing. Everybody thinks the same way. We're all like a bunch of robots. Well, Assange, strange as he may be, it takes somebody like this who is not considered part of the quote-unquote mainstream, whatever the heck that means, the mainstream. I don't want to be considered part of the mainstream. You? He's a strange guy. He doesn't have a permanent home. He's been described as highly intelligent, determined, intense, sometimes paranoid, made himself plenty of enemies, big government, a lot of big corporate heads, people who have the power to get this guy knocked off. He's under almost protection of the British. Look at it that way. He denies the allegations of sexual crimes against him. Most people who look at this think they are politically motivated. Duh. Authorities are keen to find a way of charging him for his part in publishing the information. But you've heard people on this program today say he's just a messenger. And this kid that's been in jail, Bradley Manning, that his name, the private? 7 months. So what's the story with that? What happened to swift justice? Why isn't he charged with something? Or is he just being put away so he can be shut up? That's the kind of stuff. Why is this guy... These people have done us a favor, in a sense, in a couple of different ways. One, they've told most of us about things that we ought to know about that, in essence, become whistleblower topics, damaging things that are going on between the pals of one government and the pals of another government. But beside all of that, we are also learning how vulnerable some of the systems are in our big corporate world and also in government. If a private in the army, for God's sakes, can get a hold of this stuff, why are you going to shoot that guy? He did what he could do. He did us a favor. He showed us how weak and open and easily vulnerable, after millions and billions of dollars spent on government computer systems and working supposedly with private contractors to protect information that is supposed to be part of important government infrastructure, and it's dangerous. Why is it dangerous to know what one president thinks of another president? Why is that dangerous? It's not dangerous, it's just embarrassing, because not only do we look foolish, but a lot of other people look foolish. Or, scratch that, we are coming across as humans, because humans gossip, talk about other people. It doesn't make a difference whether they're presidents, whether they're diplomats, whether they are salesmen for Bunko Malloy. It doesn't make any difference. We're all the same. We all kind of in that way. That's why the tabloids sell as well as they do. That's why there's so much focus on E, and some of the other things have nothing to do with what could be considered by old school as hard news. This is the stuff that a lot of people, depending on their age, are interested in. And I'm telling you, if you line up people, get 10 people who are over the age of, let's say, 50 or 55, they're all going to come down, for the most part, on the government side. You get somebody who's 40 or younger, and they're going to come down on the side of WikiLeaks. Pretty much you can guarantee that is the case across the board, with some exceptions, but more likely to be true than not. So with all of these things in our mind, let us prepare to do call interaction, if you will, with a case against WikiLeaks, our focus at 17 before the hour in the countdown.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light 500 watt for just $1,488. And save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one. Only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here. For the holidays.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
All right, it's 14 before the hour. Time for your calls now at 800-510-8255 as we think about some of the things that are being leaked, like Shell and their relationship to the Nigerian government. That's something. And then I was thinking about that song, Do You Want to Know a Secret, by the Beatles. Do you want to know a secret? The U.S. and Canada are going to remain friends. And the Conservative and Liberal Party leaders in England, they don't like each other much. That is the kind of stuff that's been under wraps. The U.S. doesn't want the sort of sensitive information like that getting out. This is part of what has been leaked. Government documents, WikiLeaks, revealing government secrets on Iran and North Korea and Yemen. The disclosure also unmasking some other guarded facts like these classified documents. Because somebody says they're classified, that means they ought to be classified? Political banter treated as confidential government intelligence information that ought to be available to anybody with an internet connection. This is nonsense. And you who are falling into this trap of thinking this guy is a bad guy, well, let's find out if we've got some callers who think that. Kathy, calling from Wallace, North Carolina. You're on the air, Kathy, on the countdown. Hi.
Good morning. If I counterfeited $1 million and I laid it at your doorstep and you knew it was counterfeited and then you distributed it into society, you would be just as guilty as the New York Times, right?
Nope, I don't agree with that at all. I would be guilty of something. New York Times is not guilty of anything. I may not like the New York Times much, and I don't, but I will tell you that in this circumstance, they're printing what is the news, and that is the news. Like it or not, that is the news. And as I said, this sort of underscores it. Those who are more mature tend to think that this is something that's bad, whereas those who want to get at, why should there be, why is our relationship with Canada a top secret document? Why would that be, Kathy?
Well, I look at it this way. I'm kind of like each country protecting itself with their own military. If we don't protect ourselves, then expect to be invaded.
What are we protecting? We're protecting secrets like... What information? What are we protecting that needs to be protected?
Whatever.
But whatever doesn't answer the bill. You sound silly when you say that. Why should the government protect us from stuff that we ought to know?
I don't know whether that information is important or not, but I'm saying if the U.S. government thought it was, then they should have had protection.
The government ought to have had better protection.
That's what
yes.
I'm saying.
On
so
that we can agree.
They're at fault.
Yeah,
they're at fault because they didn't protect
right.
themselves.
Then you and I are at fault because we let them get away with it. As taxpayers, as members, we own stock in the government of the United States of America, and we're doing a bad job as stockholders. There you go. Laurel, Mississippi, the home of Chris, next on the countdown. Yes, please, go ahead.
Doug, one of the things that comes to my mind is what I would consider a flaw in thinking is this. Okay, forgetting about the issue of the leaks themselves, the reaction to me by Assange and those who follow him are to hack into the systems, banking systems and insurance systems, and do things to injure those systems. What they're thinking, obviously being they're going to take down a corporation, but as much as it injures a corporation, it can in some cases devastate individuals.
Yeah, who's been devastated by this?
Oh, I don't know anybody yet.
Well, okay, so then what are we talking about? What's the issue in your mind?
Well, to me, the issue is that if you're going to go after a banking institution, that banking institution is going to be crippled for the moment. But they can actually do greater damage to an individual. What if individuals are situations like they have accounts that are being paid automatically on, you know?
Well, nobody's saying these people are being thoughtful or in terms of why they're doing it versus what they're doing. Nobody's saying what they're doing is helpful or good. It just is bringing about a point, several points that need to be made in this information era that we live in, or the technical era that we live in, where much can be done with the stroke or the pushing of a button. And that's really kind of the lesson here, and a lesson being taught that ought to be learned. And I don't think any of these people have done us a disservice. In fact, I think they've done us a service. 51 after more. Your call is up next on the countdown.
did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
See, what this is about is kind of debunking myths. That's the way I would look at this. If Julian Assange died today, somebody else would pick up this mantle because it's part of the reality of the world. And thank heavens there are whistleblowers. Whether you think this guy is a good guy or a bad guy, we are talking about things that ought to be in focus, and talking about things that we ought to know. For the most part, there's no damage done here at all. There wasn't this past summer, other than people being embarrassed. And this kid, Private Manning, who may not have been too smart at doing what he did, sits rotting in a jail like he was a member of Al-Qaeda, for heaven's sakes. And I'm sure some of you think he's just as bad as a member of Al-Qaeda, which is nonsense. Dennis is in Muskegon, Michigan. You're on the Countdown Live, Dennis.
Hi, how are you today?
All right, thank you. How about you? Happy holidays.
Not too bad.
Good.
I had a couple, but for one, when I listened to the news, before they released a lot of these documents, from what I heard, that they had contacted the White House to go over these documents, and they didn't call them back.
No, they don't want to bother to call them back.
And for a second, I think a lot of it is they're upset because they're getting caught with their pants down.
That's correct. You got it, Dennis.
You know, and the third thing is, weren't they the ones that led us to find out about climate change as being a hoax?
Who? Which one are you talking about?
About this, talking about climate change and trying to pass the carbon tax and stuff like that.
I'm not sure. I'm not following, though. Are you saying WikiLeaks leaked some information about that shows that it's a joke? What are you saying?
That's right, with the emails.
I have not seen that part of him, but that's interesting. I'll look for that. Thanks for the call. Vincent in Burgon, North Carolina, you're live on the Countdown now.
Yes, good morning, Doug.
Morning.
It's almost a wonderful thing that common people, regular folk, are able to go after giants where most of us sit around the water cooler or at the coffee table or at home, and things that we'd like to do, but we can't. Sometimes we can't even do it through a vote. And look at now it's being woken up. The giants are being woken up, and who knows? This may be a good thing.
Yes.
It may not, but it may be.
More good than not at the moment anyway. Vincent, thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. James, listening in Chi-Town with a thought.
I don't think he's acting alone. I agree with you. We should ignore him. What concerns me is that he is – maybe there's a government behind him. I just don't think that Bradley Manning is leaking by himself. And I think we're being – you know, it's kind of silly that we're wasting all the efforts to prevent nail clippers to get on airplanes. But this guy may be with some very, very bad people that can do some very, very bad things. And I think I agree with you. He should be ignored per se. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to find out how he really got this and make sure you have in place network precautions and protections. I mean, the nuts and bolts that's come out is not that bad. I just think it's knowing that someone might be able to compromise our system, a foreign government could do it, that's scary.
Well, there is a certain scare to all of this, that's for sure. Some of the comments that you hear on the countdown are from some of the programs that we monitor, and some of the calls are from you. We mix them and match them. Here's Benjamin, who's calling live from Mississippi. All right, Benjamin, your turn to be heard. Hi.
Yes, sir. Mr. Stevens, first time I've called and listened. Very interesting conversation. But Mr. Stevens,
I'll be Mr. Stephan, and you be Benjamin. You can call me Doug. It'd be better, probably. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay, Doug, have you ever served in any capacity of security for the U.S. government, maybe in the military?
Have I served in any capacity in security working for the government? The answer is no.
Roger that. Okay, well, the thing is, sir, I understand that a lot of that stuff is damaging.
Yeah. What would be an example of something that's damaging?
Well, sir, the reason we have bases...
No, just give me one thing that you say is damaging. I think you're right. There probably are some things that are damaging, but just give us one that you think is damaging.
Well, what could be damaging, if I know something about...
Benjamin, the problem is you're saying if and maybe and possibly and could, but under the circumstances, and I give you some credibility, unfortunately... Though those who were on the attack from what happened last summer have come up flat because nothing bad has happened from that. But this is not the last time we'll talk about this. Appreciate your call. We're out of time. I want to acknowledge the following sources used in the production of the program today. The folks at NBC and Fox and CNN and C-SPAN and CBS and ABC. Pat Campbell's radio program. Alan Laudell, the WDEL. Jay Severin. And, of course, your callers. Thanks for your input. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan.